Yeah, but we ain't singing this shit.
First of all, this is not the fucking 15th century. Who the fuck wrote this? Fucking Shakespeare?
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even mice.
Everybody get the fuck out my fucking house.
The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in the hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
Who the fuck cares?
The children were nestled or snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And mom in her kerchief.
What the fuck is a kerchief?
And I in my cap.
What the fuck is that?
Had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out in the lawn there arose such a clatter.
Come see me in bed, your pussy would chat.
I sprung from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window, I flew like a flash.
And I came in my pants.
Tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below.
Surprise, your mother's hoe.
And what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer.
Bitch, your mother looks like a fucking deer.
With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick.
This shit ain't no little driver, but you can suck this dick.
More rapid than he was, his course as they came, and he whistled and shouted, and he called them by name.
Bitch, I hit her from the back. It's all the same.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Dunder and Vixen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all.
And that's the Salty and Buzzin' Podcast.
Yeah. I piss on myself because I got a bad bladder.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Oh, shit. It's your boy, Timmy Two Times. What do you got for us today, Solly Sol?
Oh, shit, man. It's been a busy week. A lot of bullshit going on, but the dust settled. The sun came out. The birds were chirping. And Donald J. Trump is still your goddamn president.
Stop thinking otherwise, dumbasses.
Also, we're going to talk about ABC is set to release the long-awaited piece, the Jeffrey Epstein story, bro.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
It's going to air in January. Yeah. So all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
Don't even do it.
Salty Show.
You fucking douche.
You should have used a condom.
Hey, that's what she said.
I'm nasty.
That's what she said.
All right, Heidi. What's going on in
Swallow next time
with the headlines?
So I was on Twitter the week that I wasn't here because of Bella's Nutcracker, and they were retweeting something that now we're proud to have drag queens telling story time in local preschools.
I thought that's
who's
pretty
proud
old
of that.
No, this was from. No, it wasn't. It was from December 8th.
It just seems like this. There's another story about this anyway.
Well, maybe it's because you're seeing a bunch of it.
Oh,
like maybe. They have a full Twitter site.
Oh, okay.
All about how they're letting the drag queens into our schools to teach our children.
I seen those videos, man.
Oh my God.
That shit makes me like so angry. Yeah. You know, because they don't let people say the Pledge of Allegiance, but yeah, we can have a dude. So, you know what I mean? Like, fucking dressed as a girl.
What bathroom do they use?
Freaking.
What? You got to speak in the speaker.
What bathroom do they use?
What bathroom do they use?
By the way, folks, we got
some special guests over
here.
We got
the
a
girls.
Full crowd today. I was going to wait to introduce them, but they're here. The members of the Buzzin' Podcast have joined us today. We got, you guys want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, what up, what up?
Well, first of all, we got J-Rod. What's going on, homie?
What's good, what's good? We in the building.
I'm glad you're here, man.
We came to terrorize your show.
Yeah, you know what? And
please do.
The same way we terrorize you.
Yes. Fucking Timmy Two Times over here, too.
Hey, what the fuck, man? Why are you always making fun of my name?
Shit, well, that should...
Put some respect in my name.
We about to blow the roof out this bitch.
Oh, shit.
We got three New Yorkers in the room.
Someone said it's
about to get real.
All right, I'm out.
Who else? Who's the second...
I got my co-host in the building, like always, Richie in the building.
What up, though?
Right-hand man, Luigi in the building.
Dimelo, papi.
What up, fellas? What up,
what's good?
Salty
welcome,
show.
Welcome.
What's good?
Appreciate you guys having
us. What's good, Buzzin'?
So glad to be here, man.
Right? You, hey,
so glad to be here.
He's like, I like the headphones. Yeah.
He's like, I like the mic.
Nice, the headphones.
No, seriously, you make me feel like I step my game up over here.
Well, shit. You know,
like we feel like my show was like the projects, and over here we made it.
You know what? Even,
so what suburbs. I got to do is I got to put a ring on my house so they don't fucking rob this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Even the,
yeah, we know. Me, Johnny, talking out front. We know that you didn't have one.
Even
they got the gate code. They got everything.
Wait, dude, we forgot the Detroit man.
No, I said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's Richie in the building.
That's Richie in the building.
Richie.
Yo, what up, dude?
Not my Richie.
What up, though?
No, it's good. The La Bamba reference? You don't know?
Oh,
not my Richie?
Oh, no. It's been a while.
All right, Heidi, you got anything else? What's
going
on? I do. Right.
Lady Gaga does not remember the last time she took a bath.
Ew.
Oh, no.
So she got a snake puss?
No.
As in, I've been taking showers for the last 43 years, and I forgot the last time I took a bath?
She says she does not remember the last time she's been clean.
So let me ask you a question. So
that bitch got a UTI.
Yeah, so if you're a dude and you're about to fuck her, and that smell comes out, like, you have to sign like a fucking, you know, NDA.
NDA that you're not to... you better feed her some cranberry juice. Oh, a whole Jesus. Bunch of clear that shit up.
Jeez.
What's she gonna tell you? Just act like it's sushi. You know, they all smell the same.
Oh dear lord.
You want some spicy tuna?
Oh, man.
You gotta step your game up if that's the only girl you'll be fucking. She smells like that.
Would you do it for a billion?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Buzzing Podcast.
Eat it.
Do
eat it?
I've destroyed our show. I threw it for half of that shit.
Oh, even the smelly? Like that?
Oh, yeah. Dude,
it smelled like a
for
can
half
of tuna?
$1 billion? Yeah.
Pinch my nose, baby.
Oh, my God.
Do a lot of things $1 billion.
Yeah, but we already talked about how we do Pelosi for $1 billion.
Yo,
and we tag team her for $2 billion. And now you're talking about, I mean, you're taking us down, honey. Down.
No, no. He said he would do it for half.
Would you fuck Pelosi in the ass?
With what?
with your penis?
With your tongue?
Yeah, for $1 billion?
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude, I got a video of her.
I would paint her house for $1 billion.
I have
a billion dollars, man.
And then have to vote Democrat.
Wait, hold on. I got a video of her, and she looks like somebody's putting it in her ass, and she can't talk, dude.
Is this Pelosi or Gaga?
Pelosi. Oh, okay. You're going to hear.
Did her teeth fall out?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Close to it. All right. What else you got, Heidi?
All right. Last but not least, I'm going to stick it with women for a little longer. Miss America this year just was crowned last night. She's a Virginia biochemist. She won shit. Because she did science on stage. I thought that was pretty
nice.
Freaking cool.
Do they still wear the swimsuits?
So she's beautiful and smart.
She's beautiful and smart, yeah.
Nah, she's a dude.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
She's a unicorn.
She's a dude.
You know they're about to let them start freaking competing in this shit now.
Yeah, that's
you know what? Because that shit is getting to a point right now where you can't tell. You know what I'm saying? Like that, and you gotta ask that. What's your sex?
You hit this guy over here. You gotta ask. You don't gotta ask. I can tell. Yeah. I can tell.
Oh, I'm gonna show you some. You know what? Yeah, I guarantee Johnny, you can. Yes. There's a website. Can you tell? And I guarantee you, you're gonna fail at this.
Grab a all bitch right, well, by the throat. You're gonna tell.
Jesus. All right.
You feel that bump on your palm? That's the Adam's apple, right there.
No, dude. I'm telling you, they're getting all that shit. They're getting it off, man.
How the fuck do you take your Adam's apple out?
They do, man.
They shave it down.
Oh, yeah, shit. Dude. I'm telling you.
Damn, this is shit people do.
Not
they
ready. Yes,
and then
man.
they grow tits somehow.
Damn, what the fuck? Well, what? Yeah. So what's the test now?
You grab him by the pussy.
DNA test.
You grab him by the pussy, basically.
How do we test a bitch?
You're looking for that X chromosome.
No, they tuck it. It feels like a normal pussy. They tuck it.
So that's what Trump was doing. He was testing.
Yes, he was.
He was testing. Make
grab
sure.
By the pussy.
Now I get it. Okay, now it's acceptable.
All right, so right there,
oh,
bro.
Oh dear lord.
That's a dude.
Well, she looks like fucking
damn.
Not off the first take.
No, yeah, exactly. So you would hit that. You'd be like, I hit that.
That's what she used to look like.
Hell no.
Is that Nick Jonas?
No, that's Blair White.
Wait, do you think she was a dude Or you think that's a real female? It's okay to admit it.
No homo. I'm gonna keep it real. No homo. I thought that was a female.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's why I'm telling you. You gotta start.
So I was on Twitter, right? And I'm telling him, I'm like, dude, I'm fucking this girl that we're following. I'm like, she's fucking. He's like, dude, that's a tranny. I was like, what? I was like, no.
Exactly.
Shit. If I find out this girl's a tranny, we about to have sword fights.
come on.
Hey yo. Whose man's is this?
Hey, that's your man's right there. Hit him with a cricket.
Ain't nothing going in, but we having a sword fight.
Oh,
nasty!
Hit him with a cricket.
Oh, Nelson, don't do crickets.
No, I don't do crickets. All right, so let's get down to the meat and bones of the show, because, like I said, man, a lot of shit happened, and I want to get down to it. And a lot of folks don't follow this, and you know how I know people don't follow it, because as soon as you know the news comes out, Trump is impeached, which he wasn't, but that's what the news is saying. He was impeached. I get like 4 texts. Hey, you said your boy's leaving. I'm like, you realize that that's not how this works. He's not out yet. And they're like, no way. Like, yeah, he's not out.
Hey,
no,
before we get into the meat and potatoes,
go ahead.
You know, we got our guest here.
Yeah.
So, Mr. J Rod over here, Johnny in the building.
How you doing?
Hey, tell us a little bit about your podcast. You know, we were on that show last week.
I apologize.
The Buzzin' Podcast.
Tell us what your show is about, homie,
and why you're here.
So, we're fairly new, but we're about, 110 episodes in?
Yeah, bullshit.
Minus 80?
Minus 80? Yeah, so we're 19 episodes in. So we're 19 episodes in, and it's just, it's self-explanatory. It's Buzzin' Podcast. So we first of all, we drink, because we get buzzed.
What you sipping on?
Hey, let's do a little, you sipping on?
Oh, well, over here, I'm drinking on some 805s. We recorded last night, so we had a pretty rough night. It got wild. We had some Jaeger bombs.
Yeah, my man Luigi over here is drinking Ultra.
So what we do is, on my show, in the beginning of the episode, we do a drink of the day. And I'll give you like a recipe to try, something new all the time. And we'll tell you what we're drinking. So yesterday we were drinking Jaeger bombs. Jaeger bombs, you know, it's your Jägermeister, and then you do a shot of Jägermeister with your Red Bull. Not to bomb. Anything bombers with Red Bull. So we were just throwing those back like crazy. So we'll get buzzed, and then we talk about what's buzzing in the news. But we bullshit a lot.
Well, we put our spin on it, as you guys know when y'all was in our show.
Yeah.
We throw a spin on it. Even though it's true, but we throw our little, like Timmy Two Times said, a little comedic spin on it. Because sometimes it's bullshit, but it's real. But a lot of bullshit comes out from this reel.
I was telling Johnny, because, you know, I see you all the time, you know, almost every week, right? And I always have this conversation with you, man, like, dude, I listen to your show all the time. And that's one of the things I was telling Tim, man, I listened to, and that one episode where you and boy right here, dude, you guys got into this heated debate about Eminem.
Eminem.
Oh, we bringing that back?
They're not going to live this shit down.
Wait. You guys had a big debate over, like, what? Peanut versus plain, or the pretzel versus the almond, and M&M's?
Yes, pretty much.
Hit him with the fucking crickets,
no,
man.
Who won?
It was horrible, but that was the episode I got the most feedback, and me and Rich, he almost left the show because of it, because he's in love with Eminem, and I think he's trash. But
that's not what you were saying last night.
He was waiting for that.
Hey, the crickets came back. Oh, shit.
Okay. All right.
I played a track off Kamikaze, and Johnny actually acknowledged the fact that Eminem's verse was actually pretty hot.
Yeah.
So the thing was, is Johnny actually listened to Eminem that wasn't from 1998.
Exactly.
That's the only thing he has is from 1998. But anyway, that's besides the point. The show is basically consists of us bullshitting. We talk buzzing news, and we drink, we get buzzed, and we fuck around. There's no filter. It gets wild.
It gets good.
Like the first 2 episodes probably got the most. It got a little bit of racial, and it was.
But we had a mix.
Have a mixed crew, like we're white, black, Spanish, all Mexican. In one room. So we talk shit about each other.
Wait, who's a Mexican?
Well, we had one, but he weeded himself out.
we had that conversation.
Did he get deported?
No, not that
too, probably.
That too.
But so we just bullshit a lot, and we just have fun with it. It's real fun. We just laugh a lot. So
we don't talk politics, by the way. We went on your episode and we brought in a little politics, and you know, we're gonna do our show, and you guys are gonna bring.
Are you guys gonna talk the fashion show? In Portland?
We don't have the fashion shows. You got me saying that, goddamn.
Yeah, you see,
the fucking fashion, motherfucker.
Me and Johnny stopped by McDonald's. They didn't want to sell us a cup.
They wanted to make some concrete milkshake.
They saw a brick in my hand. They said, "Now you can't get this cup."
But also to go back to what she was saying, about your four texts that you were getting. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, yeah.
When I found out he got impeached, I go, well, I had to look it up to find out exactly what it did mean. Because I was like. Then I also know they have to do their trial to vote him out of office.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
But he's still your president.
So exactly. And I'm gonna go through that for the benefit of those who, you know, listen to the show and they don't understand what to expect. I'm gonna cover what's happened up to this point and then expect and so we'll get there. But so again, there was a lot of sad people after the day after, because it meant he wasn't kicked out of office.
But it's amazing though. How many people do not know how this process works? They taught this in fucking school.
They didn't teach you who gets impeached or not.
Well, Clinton was going through impeachment when we were in high school, Timmy. And we learned all about it.
You're from New York.
Yeah.
When the fuck do they teach that in school?
12th grade.
Public civics. Well, first of all, I didn't make it there.
you were a good enough diploma.
No, but hold on.
You didn't get a Regents diploma?
As soon as I got into high school, it was a shit show.
Yeah. Guys, but you forget, right? There's a lot of shit that you learn in school that you forget. I mean, I look at some freaking math problems and I'm like, what the heck? And I was a master at that, and I don't remember anymore.
E equals MC squared.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit that you forget. Anyway, so these are some of the tweets that people was after the day, they're like, yeah, he's finally gone. And no, that's not.
People need to educate themselves. Right,
but exactly. Let me tell you something. Uh-huh. Like Johnny said, impeachment, he had to look it up. So I had to educate myself also on it. And I found out three U.S. presidents were impeached in the history of presidency.
Yeah, three.
And
Bill Clinton.
And zero were removed.
Exactly. Nobody's ever been removed.
In fact, Nixon wasn't removed. Nixon resigned
before it happened
because he saw the wave coming. Because
he was found guilty. But see, the difference, Supreme Court found him guilty, and that's why he decided to resign.
The difference between him was that there was bipartisan support to remove him.
Yeah.
It wasn't just one side. On this time around, not one single Republican voted for it, and in fact, there was. Three Democrats.
Oh, there's three? I thought there was two.
No, because Tulsi Gabbard.
Oh, she was one of them.
She voted present. She didn't vote to impeach.
Oh, that's right.
So voting present means, hey, I don't agree. I'm not going to vote.
I'm here.
Yeah. But and then there's two. And then one of the other, so two Democrats voted against it. One of them became a Republican because he said, this is a fucking bullshit show. Yeah. And so he changed. Now, I'm going to play this. So this is Trump at Michigan. Oh shit! Somebody here represented Michigan. Yo. So he was in Michigan when the shit broke out, and you know Trump is always going to be Trump. So I'm going to play the soundtrack.
I'm the first person to ever get impeached, and there's no crime. I feel guilty. You know what they call it? Impeachment light. It's impeachment light. That's why, you know, with Richard Nixon, I just see it as a very dark era, very dark, very old. It's, you don't even like to think. I don't know about you, but I'm having a good time. It's crazy.
Yo, dude, he's drawing crowds like this in Michigan, homie.
Let me tell you something. My man over here,
he's drawing crowds like this.
You gotta give him credit. Dude's from New York. He don't give a fuck. That's one of the only reasons why I could deal with his ass, you know, because people come at him. He's like, swing. I'm gonna come at you with a left. You come at me with a right. I'm gonna hit you with an uppercut. You know what I mean? He's not gonna take a swing. You know,
he's not just swing. Just make sure you don't miss.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
They keep missing, though.
They keep fucking missing. They don't realize it. They've always had somebody in the White House that when they bark and he's like, oh, I'm not gonna toe and upset anybody. This motherfucker, I don't give a shit.
To be honest, I was one of those people that once I heard he got impeached, I'm like, oh, so he's done? Fuck that, he's out. But I said to myself, let me look this shit up. I'm pretty sure it's not that easy.
Luigi was about to set a tweet.
So it's amazing how many people on social media. When it happened, they were like, oh, everybody's real quiet tonight. All these conservatives, all these Trump supporters, that's not your price. He's gone tomorrow. And I'm like, everyone's a fucking lawyer now. You know what I'm saying?
I was actually one of those. But then I said, well, it can't be that easy. So let me just look it up.
This is your fashion show. This is Antifa guy.
What the fuck
is he's celebrating. He's like, we waking up knowing Trump is no longer president as of today. Wow. We won. Fascist lose.
Dude, he's got moves.
He's an Antifa guy.
Wow. He got tits.
He's got moves.
I feel like people just like they're so quick to tweet and make a post. Yeah. It's like they need to start researching what they're doing because nothing makes you look stupider
right.
is then, when you post something and you're completely wrong.
Yeah,
and, exactly. and it's out there.
And yeah. you're out there. And then and then you post
a selfie like that.
Right.
Like, yeah, you're all fucked up. I mean, you just you're a spokesperson Jeez. Of
you got bigger issues than who's so, president. Right.
Well, so this is why we need abortion.
So this is actually a funny video I'm going to show you here right now. These guys right here, just to set it up for you guys. So this is the day after he was impeached. And so these guys are going to ask Siri who the president of the United States is.
Siri, who is the president of the United States?
Donald Trump is the president of the United States. Oh,
man. That's great. Wow. And I just want to point out they're Jewish.
Yeah, you know what? Again, that's another big sign because the Jewish community for a long time has voted Democrat. Yeah. And this is the first time that these guys are posting videos, homie, of them supporting. Yeah. This guy's going to win.
Trump is standing up.
Let me ask you guys a question. They got to bring their bagels out here.
Dude, hot bagel. Yo, no bullshit. 59th Ave and the 101, they're from Jersey. Dude, best bagels ever, dude.
Oh, great.
It's on point with New York.
Is it kosher?
Hot bagels. Check it out, homie.
Yeah, there's three of them. But so you guys aren't really big into politics, right?
No.
But
it's nice to learn.
Right, but let me ask you a question, right, from an outside looking, whether you're Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. But, like, when you hear people spewing this shit saying, oh, he's a piece of shit, like, is it easy for you to go, you know what? They're probably right because if they're all saying it, he's right. It's on the TV. Like, how do you feel about like the mockery they're making of the process? Right?
Well, I said, I was like one of them. Oh, he's out. But then I said, well, it can't be that easy.
Right.
Let me educate myself and research this because if I follow the wave, I'm gonna look just as stupid as they do. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Right.
Like this, Derlich just tweeted. As of today, you look stupid now because now everybody sees your tweet and they know you're dumb as fuck because you didn't do your research.
Yeah, you know what? I think there's a lot of people out there with that same mentality, right? You know what? Let me refrain from spewing out because in times like this, people are passionate about their positions, yes. right? Mm-hmm. And I think a mistake a lot of people make is that they let that passion control their emotions and then control the logic, right? They say, well, fuck him and we're gonna kick him out, which is, I'm gonna show you some videos, man, where this is what's happening. This is what's taking control over the Congress. And it's so like partisan now. They can't come to an agreement. Now, here's one thing that they did come to an agreement on. They both want to take credit for it, but they passed USMCA. So they're replacing NAFTA, the trade deals that we have with Canada and Mexico.
Yeah.
Trump was able to get that passed, man. That's a big win for him. Anyway, so for out of historical context here, just to tell you guys, compared to last impeachments, because you were saying there's been three impeachments in the past, the Richard Nixon impeachment took 14 months. The Bill Clinton impeachment took years. This is about investigation, taking him to trial and all that mess. The Donald Trump impeachment took 3 months, dude.
Jeez.
They rushed this because they wanted to get him. See, this is what they're afraid of. They're afraid of that if they don't impeach him, Trump is going to win. And he's going to win, dude.
He's
like,
going to win.
He's leading everybody else. I mean, the front runner for the Democrats right now is Joe Biden.
Sleepy Joe Biden. Mm-hmm.
And the guy, look, for the party that hates old white rich people, Joe Biden is an old rich white guy.
Yeah.
So this does not look good for their party. They don't look good, homie. All right. So a lot of people are saying that Trump wanted to be impeached because this is an issue that, and it's evident right now, that has united the Republican Party more than during Reagan. During Reagan, Reagan won by a landslide, dude. He won every single state except Minnesota and the D.C. area. But right now, he was at an 85% approval rating, Reagan, at that time in 1984.
85% with Republicans?
85% with Republicans. Today, Donald Trump has a 95% approval
95.
Among his base. Like, the base is united, man. This guy is going to win huge.
Yeah. I mean, even the impeachment, the vote, the fact that every Republican stuck to party lines, that was actually made more of a headway in the news than him actually being impeached. And I don't know if you guys pay attention to the stock market, which, you know, everybody likes money.
Another.
The market, it didn't even phase the stock market. Yeah, they were just like, well,
it's going up, man.
Even the stock market realized it was bullshit.
Yo, I mean, I know my pockets have gotten a little fatter since he's been in. Look, I mean, but I always made money. It didn't matter what president was in. I made money under Bush. I made money under fucking Obama. I made money under this guy with 401ks and everything. Mm-hmm. So I'm like,
I want to ask something. Yeah, this is for the average Joe Schmo who cares a little bit but doesn't really give a fuck. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much me.
Yeah, yeah.
If 90% of the news out there, everything you hear, 95% of everything you hear out there about Donald Trump is negative and bad, mm-hmm. how the fuck does he win?
Aha. Okay.
I don't get it. And
I'll tell you why.
And if people are so easily persuaded by social media and regular media, mm-hmm. and will obviously that will lead them to be convinced to vote against Trump. How the fuck does he win?
All right, so I'll tell you.
Because our votes don't fucking count.
Exactly.
No, see, that's
telling you.
Let me put it this way. Yeah, so I'm gonna tell you something.
I threw myself at alley-oop.
Hillary Clinton.
I caught it.
Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. You guys know this, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, so she won the popular vote. But we are not a full-on democracy. Democracy is mob rule. Democracy is the majority decides. If the majority decides, hey, we don't like Mexicans, the majority rules. We don't live in a democracy. We live in a constitutional republic, which means it's representative government. And the states have certain amounts of power that they can wield to prevent mob rule, and this is why the Electoral College exists. It's because haven't you ever seen like the news when something's published and everybody just reacts to it, and then when the dust settles, everybody's like, "Oh shit, we got that one wrong," right? And a great example was the Covington kid. I always bring this guy up, but there was this kid, dude, and there was this guy. There was an Indian guy, and he was beating his drum. He was an anti-Trump guy, and the kid was wearing his MAGA hat. And the guy's beating his drum, and he comes up to me and he's screaming and yelling. Now, the media only publishes the clip where the kid is like literally smiling at this guy, yeah. right? And the media says, "Look at this disrespectful kid.
He's the next Hitler.
He's the next. You know, this is white supremacy." But they didn't show the rest of the video. Days later, the rest of the video shows up, and guess what? It was the Indian guy who approaches the kid and who is like trying to egg him on, and nobody saw that, right? If we take mob rule, where we just are going to react, which is what the Democrats are doing by impeaching Trump. Oh, we don't like how he talks to about this group or that group. Okay, but that's not an impeachable offense, right? So there are things that are put in place to control that kind of stuff. So even though Hillary Clinton won the majority, the popular vote, we don't live in a true democracy. We live in a republic where go ahead.
Yeah, and there's arguments to be made about that as well. A lot of states, I believe California is the biggest offender. They only count to the point where they know that the Democrats won, and then they stop counting the votes. So the fact that they say that she didn't, is New York the same way? Yeah. So basically, all they do is they know that the California is going to vote Democrat. So they just they count the votes to the point to where they know it doesn't matter. They have enough. We're voting for that, and so they don't take into account the actual number. So to say that she won the popular vote is not necessarily true, because they don't have any proof of it, because they didn't bother to count the rest of the ballots.
Right, because they know by district, right? So, like, you know, where we're from, like, you know, Queens, you know, that whole Long Island stretch and mm-hmm. Manhattan, like, that makes up majority of the population in New York. So that's why they say if they win this one district, they just say, oh, you won New York, because that, you know, that consists of almost majority of the people, right? So if you win majority of that, they can't beat you in the rest of the
state. How do you win? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It was Michigan, right, that went red this last time?
Yeah,
a lot of states
and they
went
were
red.
Blue.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They were commonly blue.
Blue. Yeah.
And they went red.
But again, when they say, like, in California and New York and certain areas, if they win those big districts or those big areas, they wind up saying, oh, yeah, New York, Hillary, you know, Democrats win New York, Democrats win California.
I understand that. But there were also a few states that came out and they were trying to fight the electoral votes mm-hmm. to add and to change it for their state
right.
and make an argument for that,
too. So let's go back, because we're getting lost a little bit in the weeds. Now,
Well, no, he asked the question.
Back to answer a little bit more on another front to that question.
Well, before you go.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm taking a shot in the dark here.
Go ahead.
Am I surrounded by Trump supporters?
Can't you not do you not? Oh, yeah.
I'm taking a shot in the dark.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That doesn't make no difference to me.
Okay. Hold on. So, wait a minute.
He wears it. No.
So it's not necessarily. I mean, it's not necessarily.
Donnie knows this.
I mean, that's your belief.
It's not necessarily.
Doesn't make you a bad person to me. You understand?
But see, okay, hold on. But let me answer the question because, again, and this is going to answer your question. Because if I approach people and they don't know that I'm a Trump supporter, and I've gotten this many times, they're like, oh, man, we get along. And then they realize I'm a Trump supporter. They're like, wait, what?
Oh, fuck
and
you.
And then now, exactly. And they're like, oh,
and
shit.
And it affects them.
You know, a good friend of mine, right? We became friends before he even knew that I was a Trump supporter, and he hates Trump. And I remember one day we're sitting at Santeezy, bro, and it gets heated. It was all like, fuck you. No, fuck you. Hit me. Like that. Like, it got fucking wild. And, you know, when people are drinking, you know, shit. Yeah.
And so I'm screaming in the middle of the fucking bar. I'm like, shut the fuck up, you dumb motherfucker.
So
you know?
That goes to say.
Oh, my God.
It goes hand in hand with my question.
Yeah.
You go to a bar.
Right.
In that room, how many Trump supporters do you think are in that room?
I think there's a good amount, but they're silent. See, I'm different, man. I wear my MAGA hat. I've worn it to Santeezy. But here's the thing. I feel that if I was white.
Oh, you couldn't do it.
That I probably couldn't
do it.
You
get into a fight.
Right, because people, they look at me and be like, do you wear that ironically? Do you really support him? I'm like, yeah, I really support him. And then some people were like, oh, yeah, man, here. On the low, they'll give me a fist bump.
Yeah.
There's a silent majority. This is true, man. And they're not vocal. They're vocal in the ballot box. And so, you know, you see, Trump just got impeached. There was no rioting.
No.
There was no overturning of cars, stopping traffic in New York. None of that. Why? Because you know how this side, you know what we do?
We vote.
And we say, and you know
what's up. But I think there's more to it than, like, you asked the Trump question, and there's a little more to it, too, than that.
But deadly.
Yeah. Is because, we all support Trump because what he's doing for those of us that are watching our paychecks and our monies and whatever, right?
Our rights.
And our rights and those kind of things. And he's speaking up for those things for those of us that are supporting him. The other side of that is, and I know I can speak to this, and I'm pretty sure Tim probably could too. When I go to make my vote, Trump was the guy that was there to give me the most of what I wanted.
Right.
So because I'm a very middle person, but there are certain things that I'm very, very strong on, and I don't give a shit whether you're red or blue, as long as you're strong too. The first is military. Do you hands down support the military and do whatever's necessary for them? Historically, over and over and over again, the Democratic, recent especially, presidents have done nothing but shit on the military. They can't raise a salute. They can't honor the flag. They can't honor the men and women that died or served. Mm-hmm. And I have a problem with that. Right. The other thing that pushed me is I had people come up to me and say, well, you're a woman. You have to vote woman. Bullshit. I will never support a woman president for as long as we have the people that we have overseas in the Middle East. And if you don't think that our president is going to directly impact that, you're a fool.
She might actually have a bigger dick than most, than some guys.
So hold on a minute. All right. Next one. I'm pro-choice.
Yeah.
I'm pro-choice, which is not a conservative thing, right?
Right.
Okay. But the minute they think that they can kill a heartbeat, a heartbeat. Now, I've had children. I've got one 19 and a half, and I've got twins that are almost 10. So I know when a heartbeat happens, and you want to come in and rip that heartbeat out when I know that it can live and breathe on its own, and I know men and women out there that want a baby more than anything in this world, fuck you. You have a problem if you think that's okay. So that made me go that direction, right? So it wasn't necessarily Trump, right? I mean, at that point, it is straight facts. The other thing, you will pry my guns out of my cold, dead fingers. Bottom line.
Yeah, a lot of people are passionate about that, too. As they should be.
Yeah. Especially in the state that you're allowed to carry guns.
Well, right. And I'm a military brat, and I've lived all over the world. And I've experienced socialism firsthand. I've experienced what communism looks like firsthand. Why would anybody in their freedoms of what they have today want to give that up?
Right. See, I'm gonna say this. Wait, hold on, Tim. So going back to what Johnny said, you know, I you're that sector of the population that doesn't care, right? And to me, that's a luxury, right? It's a luxury, and it's a byproduct of a free society. There's a quote, and I'm going to butcher it here, but I'm going to do my best. And this is so true. It says, hard times create strong men. Strong men create peaceful times. Peaceful times create weak men. Weak men create hard times. It's this cycle, homie.
It keeps going.
And so we have to remain eternally vigilant mm-hmm. because we can say, hey, you know what? I don't care. And I don't want to even get involved. Everything's corrupt. Okay. But then don't complain about the society that is being created around us, because I feel like we all should be involved. It is our duty to be involved. And maybe not to the extent that I am and that this podcast is. You do your own thing, but there should be, you should have at least a pulse on something and say, you know what? I don't like Trump, and these are the reasons why, and these are the issues, the reasons why, and this is how I'm going to vote and participate in that society. And that's the advice that I'm going to give anybody that I interact with who tells me, who says that to me. Go ahead.
So I understand that. I mean, it's a valid, you have your valid points, but I believe I have some too. Mm-hmm. How do you know your vote actually really counts? How do you know when you go in that booth and you press that button that it's going to count for something? I believe in myself. So I take care of my circle, and I don't believe that you have a say. It's right. going to happen regardless. There's no way that if you see nothing but 90%, hear nothing but 90%, and visually everything is negative right. about Donald Trump,
right.
and he wins
yeah.
office, right. I don't get how that's possible.
Let me ask you this. What do you think about Obama?
I think he's just a face. Hmm. He's a face for what America needed at that time. Now, we never had a black president. Hmm. Everything is white. Everything, it's about race these days with people. Oof. You had to put a black face out there.
Right.
Did he control anything? Absolutely not. Nothing. Now, after you go from the black president, you go to the worst, supposedly, from what media will portray, the absolute worst president.
Right, right.
So the weak-minded will just go with the flow, right. go with the wave. I don't go with the wave. I don't follow. You can't convince me unless I can see it to my face. I'm one of those. I have to see it
Let me ask you this. Do you vote?
No, absolutely not. I don't waste my time.
So for me, honestly,
I don't waste my time.
Okay, then for me, I can respect a voter that says, you know what, I don't care, but I'm not going to vote. Then somebody who convinces themselves that Trump is a bad person and will go out there and vote and not understand why.
Yeah, I'm not a follower. Yeah. So I don't go with the wave. I create my own wave. So I don't care if everyone said Trump is a bad person. I don't give a fuck.
I don't vote either, to be honest. I don't vote for president.
Well, the only reason I didn't vote this time around because I didn't like any of the candidates.
Yeah.
So why should I vote just to vote?
So you guys are not going to vote this coming election?
So hold on.
I don't waste my time with that shit.
So hold on.
Waste my gas money driving to somewhere. Yep. I'm going to push a button. Who's going to say that button counts? It doesn't count. They're going to put whoever they want. Banks will put whatever person they want as just the, you're going to have to go to the worst president, which they want you to say is the worst president. I don't care.
I got to jump in real quick because I just want to, I've been kind of in Johnny's situation too as far as, growing up, I never really got into politics. I'm not very political at all. But I have a different mindset than Johnny does because I did vote. The only time I voted was, and you guys won't probably like this, but the only time I voted was for Obama, and that was the first term. And the reason why I did it was because, for one, kind of going to Luigi's point, like, I'm not going to vote just to vote.
Right.
So if I'm not paying attention, if I'm not educated enough, or I'm not educating myself about who is running, I'm not just going to vote because somebody's telling me, oh, your vote counts. Your vote matters. So when Obama was going through the first time, for whatever reason, I was listening. That was the first time I ever got like kind of sucked into the whole.
I think it made sense because he was saying a good message. Because you got to remember, we were going through some tough times, recessions, and he was saying.
Right.
I felt like he was talking to me, and he was relating to the middle class.
It's all,
and so that's why I kind of
it's a fucking scam.
It's all painted for you.
Look at all the dingbats who don't even on you. You proved it on Twitter, on social media. They don't even know what fucking impeachment means.
Right.
So they are easily persuaded. So, yes, they're gonna vote for the black president just because he's black.
No,
I didn't give. I don't care.
Johnny, listen real quick.
He voted the first time. Did you vote the second time?
I did not. No.
Why did you vote for Obama the second time?
I don't know. I just wasn't for whatever reason. It just wasn't. Yeah, it just wasn't really a connection there. And I was a Obama supporter. I was wearing Obama T-shirts.
Right. So did you feel that when you felt like he was speaking to you the first time? Right. You're like, oh wow, and you're like, wow, this guy's sending a good message. And then you realize a year, 2 years into it, you're like, wait a minute, nothing's really changing. It's like if things are getting worse or it's not, you're talking about a change in unity and moving forward. And then all of a sudden you're seeing more riots, more fucking abuse and more, you know, and just now you're seeing more of a separation or something like that.
I honestly don't even know why I didn't vote the second time around. I think it was part of it was just because of, you know. I don't know.
Timmy, two
honestly
times.
I can't really tell you why.
Maybe the hype was gone. Yeah, yeah.
Timmy, you got a good point there. What changed for you once the president changed? Once we went from Obama to Trump, in your life,
what changed?
What change did you see happen? What changed
I can tell you straight up. The only reason why I even, because I used to be more liberal, I was more of a Democrat than a Republican. But here's the deal. When it comes to my pockets and when somebody's saying, I want to take all your money and give it to people for health care. I'm like, I go out and earn mine. Right. I pay almost fucking $30,000 in taxes.
Did that change?
Huh?
Did that change?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It went down.
Oh, yeah.
It went down.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. But at the end of the day, even though it went down a little bit, you're still looking at what I pay towards federal government for taxes, mm-hmm. state taxes, Medicare. Then the other one, you have Medicare, and then you have FICA, right? Yeah, you know, Social Security, right? And then you start going everywhere you go, you get taxed on everything you buy after I pay taxes already. So it's more and more taxes.
So the party
that keeps wanting more and more taxes and take more money out of my pocket, I'm like, no. And then when I see these idiots all over social media say, we want free, homie. Nothing is free. In right. this world is free.
Right.
We all can agree to that. Whether this ain't a political thing. Growing up, what did your parents always say? Money don't fucking grow on trees. You want money, you go get a job, right? You heard that growing up, right?
Yeah.
You heard, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, they just don't hand money. When someone's like, I'm gonna promise you money and everything you want. Right. No, homie, that's just keeping you down.
Reagan said, the scariest words I've ever heard is, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
I don't care about government. I don't care about government, but even down to the dope dealer on the block, when the reason why they love them so much, because they fucking hand out money to the kids and and they hand this out. But that's control. That's power.
Right. Yeah.
And they will never rat or dime out that dude and they'll let him fucking destroy a neighborhood because, I get something out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a taste or I get my kids get money, my kids get shoes. He looks out for me. He's a good dude. You know, he's just making a living. But your neighborhood shit. Your neighborhood shit overrun with drugs and you see needles on the floor and your kids are fucking now part of a gang or fucking doped up. They can't get ahead. But that guy's a nice guy.
Yeah.
That's to me, I can't vote for that.
I think for me with Trump, and I going back to that question is like, why didn't I vote the second time? I think with Obama, like I saw like us spending a lot of money worrying about other countries, right? Trying to fix other countries. And then with Trump, you know, and I didn't vote. I'm not going to say I classify as a Trump supporter. I support America. You know what I mean? So whoever is in office, I just hope they do best for our country.
That's a great approach.
That's my approach. Yeah, it's not about Democrat. It's not about Republican. It's about who's in the office. I hope they do the best they can for our country. And so with Trump, I felt like, hey, make America great again. You know what I mean? So then the wall.
Yeah, how about focus?
And let me finish, Luigi, real quick. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
I thought you were talking shit.
No,
but
us.
Seriously though, like, and that's where I feel like Trump is really like he's galvanizing a lot of support.
Yeah,
we got problems of our own. Mm-hmm. ISIS is a huge problem. Mm-hmm. That was a big problem when Obama was in office. I never even know what the fuck ISIS was, mm-hmm. and I'm not blaming ISIS on Obama. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, you know, we had shit like people coming into our country, like a lot of crazy shit happening, and Trump is like, you know what? Let's fix our country. Let's start right here in our backyard before we focus on our neighbors or anyone overseas.
America,
you know? So that's where I was like, you know what? I'm gonna look at this like he's got, you know what I mean? Like a good
he's
approach,
and
I'm not gonna say like I'm voting for Trump. I don't even know if I'm gonna vote next time.
Look,
I'm not even
your state. Michigan.
Yeah.
How many jobs has he brought back?
A lot. And I keep getting stories of Ford. Ford just brought a fucking shit ton.
They spent a billion.
You can't deny that.
They're taking jobs from Mexico and bringing them back here.
And that's directly Trump, dude.
Yeah.
That's Trump putting tariffs on those. He told Ford, you're gonna move your stuff out to Mexico. Yeah. When you try to sell it back, we're gonna tariff the shit out of that.
Yeah.
Because you can't do that. You're gonna leave the workers, and then you're gonna try to go and sell back in. No,
is that a bad
shit.
Thing? Regardless if it's Donald Trump, can you say if somebody's like, "Hey, I want to fix my house first," does that actually make sense to everybody?
Yeah.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
Because like Johnny, you were saying, you know, your people. So relate this to you, and I'm, you know, like you said, you circle right. So like, if you got your people and you want to fix your people, your crew first, other than, you know, his crew or his crew or her crew.
What do you mean, my people?
What you just said.
hey, what kind of people?
He's
the only one that can say that.
I don't know. Luigi can say it too.
My people.
You see, she already said it. She profiled you.
My home fucking crew's coming.
The white guy.
Richfield's at home over here. Right.
I got all my white people here.
The politician's coming out.
Right? Yeah, seriously. No, but honestly, like even and I'll end on this
even
too. I'll end on this too. Like you know, me being from Detroit, Dennis Rodman, former bad boy.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest things that I've seen was Trump, America, and North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
North Korea coming together and that unity coming together. That's a big, because before all that, I was fucking kind of scared. I was like, damn, this fucking guy over here has like got all these nuclear weapons. Mm-hmm. Crazy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So to see that. Those two countries and that, you know.
Yeah. Dude, he walked
walks right in.
He crossed in, man.
They could have captured him right then and there. He was on their soil.
It took Rahman to say, listen, Jin Kong Goon Gin, whatever your name is.
Fucking some dumb guy.
Yeah. Come on, some young guy.
Listen.
Oh, wow.
He's like, yeah, some dumb hoe, listen.
Hey, some dumb, I like that, some dumb hoe.
Some dumb hoe, listen.
Hey, some dumb hoe.
Come too long.
Yo, we ain't too bad, you know what I'm saying? Just talk to Trump, see what he got to say. No, I mean, that's my boy. So you just talk to him, see what I get.
Well, Rodman was doing some things over there, too, like teaching him basketball.
Yeah.
And you know,
this is one thing that I like about Trump. I mean, obviously, I'm a big fan of his. But this is one thing that I think is unique to him, which is, you know, for a long time, people said, if you talk to the enemy, if you talk to these people, you give them credibility, right? You give them a platform.
Mm-hmm.
And for a long time, I believed that. But then somebody made this analogy, and this is so true, dude. When we went to war with Hitler, we shook hands with Stalin. And Stalin was a big murderer. Stalin killed millions of people. And yet we shook hands with, so that we could defeat the greater evil,
mm-hmm.
right? We allied ourselves with the Russians, the U.S. at that time, so that we could defeat the greater evil.
Yeah.
The enemy of my enemy mm-hmm. is my friend. And sometimes you have to take that approach.
But
because,
people forget.
Hold on, Tim. Let me finish. Because if we're looking for purity, for the best, right? Trump is not a perfect guy, right? but people are looking for this. People are saying that's not presidential. We're looking for this unicorn. But in our search for purity,
mm-hmm.
we are going to overlook something good. And a lot of times Trump does something good, but people brush it off because he's not perfect.
Yeah.
And I think that's a mistake that we can make, not necessarily just with the president. That's a mistake we can make with individuals, with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because you're not the perfect human being or you're not the perfect partner, I'm going to overlook it. I'm going to go search for that. You're going to search for your fucking whole life mm-hmm. trying to find that. And you're going to overlook good people.
Mm-hmm. Our friendship.
Yeah.
We say, yeah, me, our
exactly.
friendship.
Yeah. See, this is a great, great example. So I've known Tim for, what, 13 14
yeah,
years.
He's racist against people from New York, by the way.
I didn't like his style.
I thought it was
good. We worked together.
No.
Ain't no fucking New Jersey over here.
Armpit.
Oh, armpit wow. in New York.
There you go.
As
he says, the armpit of New York.
That's right.
Tim put it best. Armpit.
That fucking swamp over there.
Wow. And when you say his style,
because I'm like Trump.
We
have
the same
shit like
exactly.
Trump, right? And he don't like that shit.
Yeah.
But now he loves Trump. And
no, look. So look, I've known you before even Trump got elected. So hold on. So when he started working, or we started working together, and I would hear Tim interact with people, his approach. What is that? Is it abrasive? It's very like abrasive. Not tamed, abrasive. Yeah, like it's not. You know, he's like, oh, I'm gonna walk in. That's his style.
Yeah.
Nah, we're aggressive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But that's how I interpret it. Aggressive. For a long time, I was like, you know what? I see him. We're in the same. We had the same friends, and I would see him. But I never approached him. I never said, hey, man, let's hang out. I just avoided him. And then we lost, you know, like there was a time when, you know, he transitioned
out. Our friends left, basically.
Like, and yeah. so I knew him. We're stuck with each other. Exactly. I hit him up and I'm like, hey, man, what you doing? You know? And we started hanging out. And yeah, guess what? Like I said, we have different personalities, but we get along. And yeah. See,
Opposites attract, baby.
I hated him when I first met him.
There you go.
Could not stand him.
Opposites attract.
And now your daughter, and now your kids call me Uncle Timmy.
And he's Uncle Timmy. Yeah, he's Uncle Timmy. I could not stand him the first night I met him.
I'm not even nice to those kids.
I was around him 15 minutes. We walk out of the bar. I get in the car with Jeremy, and I looked at him and said, "I do not want to ever be around that man again."
And now I'm family.
She was like,
"Fuck this guy."
Yeah. I was like, "Oh my god."
Went to the fucking Nutcracker too. Yeah. That shit.
Tim's gotten cultured over the last week.
So we went off on a little tangent, which was good.
No, it's fine, but
I do want to cover some of the things that happened and some of the things that we're going to expect. Yeah. So, and just bear with me here. So Nancy Pelosi said that the Democrats take no joy in impeaching the president.
Yeah,
she said this before they started voting. Oh yeah. However, they were celebrating behind closed doors. And in fact, in the House floor, when people started clapping, you could see her telling everybody to be quiet, because again, she wants to portray this as, hey, you know what, this is the difficult thing that we're doing. But no, dude. And so let me show you this video, and you can clearly see her try to shut everybody up, and you'll see.
She's like, shh.
Article 1 is adopted.
She's like, everybody, be quiet.
One is adopted.
She bite her lip.
Like, yeah, she bit her lip. She's like, I'm gonna fucking kill you guys. Like, shut up.
Everybody
bite her lip having... like she's getting that good dick.
She said, bitch, you better shut up.
Yeah, obviously they enjoyed every minute of it. Now, she also held a press conference to address the issue that she
this is the biggest
she's
fucking
with shit. She's withholding the impeachment by not sending it to the Senate. So let's get this straight. She wants a quid pro quo with the Senate before she sends the impeachment over. Isn't that what this impeachment?
So explain to everybody what that means.
What is she looking for?
Because not everybody knows what she's trying to do.
Yeah. So they in the House, Congress is made up of two branches. Basically, you have the Senate and you have the House. The House is a representative vote of a population, right? The House is whatever the population is. That's how many House representatives you're going to get. The Senate is two senators per state. So there's only 100. Senators, okay. Now, in the
Constitution, too much shit for me.
Wait, so in the Constitution,
that's why I don't follow this shit.
Let me just two sides.
Just bear with me. So, in the Constitution, when it comes to impeaching the president, the House is the one who creates the impeachable acts that were committed, and the Senate then has a trial for it. Thank you. And so, the Senate has a trial for it. Now, the first part, which is the House, which is the where the Democrats have control, they came up with the articles for impeachment, but it still has to go to the Senate. So that the Senate can have a trial for it. Now,
how many fucking trials is there?
So right now there wasn't a trial. Right now there was a hearing.
Yeah, there was a hearing.
There was a hearing.
The trial is in the Senate.
They're gathering information, investigation.
So you know when they say separation of duties and power? Yeah. That's basically if you let let's say the House of Representatives, if they were allowed to just impeach and no trial, every president would be impeached.
Right.
Right? Exactly. Because if it's a Democrat-controlled House and there's a Republican president, he's out. Yeah. So that's where the checks and balances come
from. Now, this next one is controlled by Congress, which is heavily favored by Republicans. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
The Senate, yes, which is...
heavily favored by Republicans.
So let me go into that because... So then the House is supposed to send these articles of impeachment to the Senate, and then the Senate has a trial. Nancy Pelosi doesn't like what Mitch McConnell, the leader of the House, the Senate... has said with the Senate, he said, hey, look, I'm not going to accept witnesses that don't have a direct, they're not direct witnesses to this. And I'm not going to accept, hearsay, right? As testimony. So basically that's all their case is gone basically out the window. Mm-hmm. Nancy Pelosi is not happy with that. So she's holding on to the impeachment. Now the guy, during the hearings, they had a witness, a
whistleblower.
He was a legal scholar.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. The guy who the Democrats chose as a witness is a legal scholar, and he said, hey, based on my knowledge of the law, Trump broke these things. Okay. Now, the guy, that same guy now came out saying, hey, Nancy, FYI, if you don't send this over to the Senate, this is not an impeachment.
Yeah.
The act of sending it over to the Senate is what constitutes it now as an impeachment. So technically, the Democrats are going to, from what they sound like, they're willing to hold that onto that indefinitely. So they're technically, Trump is not impeached.
So do they, how long can they keep it?
Is what they were saying.
There's no precedent.
So what they were saying, I was reading an article. The House can pass a resolution real quick to say, if you don't give this to me by X amount of days, it's basically we're throwing it out because it's not. Yeah.
So Mitch McConnell said that once they get it, they're going to try to vote to dismiss. In other words, they're going to get it and they're just going to try to vote and say, hey, we dismiss this. We're not even going to look at it. Yeah. And it's dead on arrival. Now, if that doesn't work, it still requires a 2/3 majority in the Senate to vote to remove him from office. That means, so right now, the makeup of the Senate is there's 53 Republicans, 45 Democrats, and 2 independents. They would need 20 Republican votes. The Democrats would need 20 Republican votes to vote with them. In other words, 2/3 majority to remove him from.
Which is
they're
not
going
to happen.
It's not going to happen. Right. So they just wasted this goddamn the fucking
You know
time.
What they're waiting for. You know what they're waiting for, right? They got the articles. Now they're going to hold this out until election.
Hoping to get more hoping that they take over.
Because
they're not going to get 23 seats in the Senate. That's stupid. No, that's stupid to even think
in
that's
fact,
going to happen.
In fact, they might lose them. Because it's a presidential election.
Yeah.
And during presidential elections, the incumbent president is they
get
do
more
well.
Votes, yeah.
Exactly. So, okay, so let me.
It's a shit show. Let's put it this way. At the end of the day, this is a shit show. This is a shit show, and they're trying to do whatever they're trying to do.
If they were
really serious, send it over. If you really feel that confident that you can be impeached and persuade the senators and the whole American fucking citizenship, whatever,
population.
This population, that he's guilty, put it to trial. That's what a trial is. You are innocent until proven guilty. And by you voting in that, you're saying he's guilty. Put the guilty on there, and the guilty is allowed to...
have a trial.
But what's that? Go after the, you know, talk to their accuser or what, you know,
oh,
what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
What's that term?
Yeah, you face your accuser.
You face your accuser. Yeah. So
the whistleblower has to come
out.
He's
like, let's go. And they don't want it because it's going to call out more shit. So this is the other thing, real quick, Heidi, that people that they're afraid of is that by when they go to trial, when they start asking Adam Schiff to get on there, Nancy Pelosi, all these people that say they have all this evidence that, oh my God, now you're under oath. If you get caught lying, that's perjury. You're going to jail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And by the questions they're going to ask them, they want to know exactly what they're going to do and what they're going to ask because they're going to go on a different road with this. And it's going to open up a whole new can of worms of, you know, oh, we're really protecting the Bidens, the Obamas, because they're talking about bringing people in that probably even shouldn't, you know, that wouldn't you even think of, you know what I mean? So there's more to this than just, all right, we impeached them. We made our constituents happy. We did something. Because they're going to hear the word impeach, good. But
we were talking about voting. The best thing that people can do, everybody listening, put it on your social media, share it with your friends and family. You don't vote, that's fine. Don't vote. Go do your homework, though, and fucking vote for one time. One time. This next election for this thing, one thing. If somebody's been serving in office for more than 8 years,
vote them out.
Term limits.
Pick anybody else and vote them out. Whoever it is, if you never vote anything in your life, now's your time. Here's my call. Here's the salty show call. Step up and fucking vote and read. Oh, you've been in office for more than 8 years. You're done. Who's the next person on the list? And I don't care if it's Democrat or Republican. Just fucking vote.
Well, I always thought there should be limitations.
Yeah, exactly.
There should be limitations. Like, look, president can only serve 2 terms.
Yeah, right. But you know what?
Then
that was
why can't everybody else?
Hold on, but that didn't happen until later.
That's my point.
When the country was founded, there were no term limits on the president.
Well, remember George Washington served like 12 years, right? Some shit like that.
No. Sir, George Washington didn't serve. Yeah, he served. He didn't serve that long. In fact, they wanted him to continue to serve.
He said, that's what it was.
He stepped down. He said, hey, guys.
So you learned that in high school, homie.
Now, hold on. I want to show you this video.
You said George Washington. I was like, That New York education. My man.
Public school,
You got a Regents diploma.
Public school, baby.
So now.
I went to public school, too.
Pelosi had another freaking
stroke. Might have been a private school.
She had another stroke in full display of everybody. And I just want you guys to see this. It's so weird.
You guys
have said, of looking like you're playing games with impeachment if you hold on to these articles for too long.
I said what I was going to say, Nancy.
She got
when
caught.
We bring the bill, which is, just so you know, there's a bill made in order by the Rules Committee that we can call up at any time in order to send it over to the Senate and to have the provisions in there to pay for the impeachment.
Wow.
I have no idea.
Drunk?
That's what I'm saying.
That's what they're saying.
That looks bad.
Drunk with power.
At the end of the day.
Whose fucking grandmother is that?
But here's the deal.
She should not be in office.
You guys are street guys.
Well, that goes to say you should have a limitation on.
Jeez. But at the end of the day, without even knowing what the fuck she was talking about, you think she's fucking lying about something right there or hiding?
Of course.
She's tripping on her words.
There you go.
Tripping on her words.
That's like when you come home from work, hanging out late night. And your wife says, where you been? What happened?
Right.
You go, what?
Huh? And you got that fucking dumb look and your fucking jaw just drops like, huh? I had this whole thing planned and I totally got caught.
Once you said, huh, you're like, just threw your whole shit off.
All right, so to top it off, this week she sent a formal invitation to President Trump so that he can deliver his State of the Union speech in February. The guy she compares to Hitler, and this is what she said, quote, exactly the kind of leader the founders feared when they included impeachment in the Constitution. That's the guy she's invited to a joint session in Congress to give a speech. This is officially a shit show, bro, and it's going to be so awkward in February when President Trump goes and gives a speech to a joint session of Congress, and you know she's going to be doing this fucking clap. Tim likes this clap.
Oh, this is my favorite thing.
God damn.
Come on now.
But it might have switched over. It might have switched over. But here's the deal, guys.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, we're all common people here. We're not fucking politicians. We're not lawyers. We don't know how to write a law. We can barely read a fucking law. We just know don't drink and drive. If you blow point .8, you're fucked. You know what I mean?
Barely follow a law.
Exactly.
Cheers to that.
So, at the end,
as long what as would I'm you alive, like? To,
so if you can have your way, if you can have your way, how would you want to see this happen? What kind of person do you want to see running this country? Not Republican, Democrat. What's the kind of characteristics you want in your president?
Well, do what you say. Plain and simple. Do what you say.
Yes. Do what you promise.
I mean, yeah.
That's it. I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat, you're a worm under the ground. I don't give a fuck what you are. Do what you say. Because everybody from politics going back years, they say what people want to hear in order to get in there.
Right.
Once they get in there, they forget about everything they just promised everybody.
Yeah.
Why do people hate Trump so much? Because he's doing what he said.
Because Johnny's point, when you see 90% of the media saying negative things, most people are followers and not leaders.
But that's the same media that 3 years ago covered up a pedophile. The world's largest, most vicious pedophile.
Again, ABC is not coming out saying they covered it up. Somebody else came out, covered it up, and there was no coverage over that.
In the meantime, you have the story and the example of when the...
There was no coverage of that fucking
news,
story.
No, wait a minute. No, I'm talking about Nelson's, the kids. When the news continually is lying and being caught in those lies, why are you listening still?
Because people are
sheep. But that's my point.
They're sheep.
To answer the question. Why are you still watching the news and why are you still listening if they continually are proven to be lying?
I mean, it goes on both sides.
Do you hang out with liars? If somebody looks at you, tells you a lie in your face, do you continue to spend time around that person?
That's why you can't believe politicians.
You just got to know how to spend time around that person.
Exactly.
So,
as long as it benefits you.
Okay. I don't ever watch the news. It's nothing but negative. I'm always big on.
You're one of the most positive people I've ever met, by the way.
I don't ride the wave. You're not going to bring me down. I don't watch the news because it's nothing but negative. They want to brainwash you. Yeah. Worry about your circle. Worry about your paycheck. Just don't take too much out. Listen, I live in a free country. Take your 30%. Okay.
and let me be on my way. It's going to happen. Nothing's going to change. Like, yes, little things might change here and there. You might save yourself an extra $10 of fucking paycheck.
It won't be
by a difference of presidents. But it's not enough for me to feel or be affected by it. So you guys do have your opinions. You guys obviously are passionate about politics. But I'm not one of those. A lot of people are like, Timmy Tuzamset are sheep. Mm-hmm. You tell them where to go and they go. I don't. I don't.
You can't. You march to your own drum.
Exactly. I don't.
That's how you survive, man.
So people are so worried about other people's business and Donald Trump this and this and that. Worry about your own fucking life. How about you just don't be a scumbag? And that's it.
It's a simple that right there. That is one of the most simplest fucking just answers.
Try not to fuck nobody over.
But in the meantime, if you're not going to educate yourself, don't vote. And this is why I'm saying that. I respect you that you can say, "Hey,
but
I don't follow."
Doesn't hold, vote.
Let me finish. I respect you for being able to say, "Hey, I don't follow this. I don't give it. I'm going to walk to my own drum, and I'm not going to vote." And I freaking love that. I wish more people were like that because. If you're ignorant and you don't know the things that are going to affect you, don't vote. The best, I will never forget this. I'm a business owner. I hired and fired a lot of people. And in the meantime, I had a couple young women working for me and they were pissed because the minimum wage went up. And when the minimum wage went up, but we were supposed to be making more money and having more money to spend. And I don't understand. I'm making more money, but I don't have more money to spend. And they voted for this. And I said, so you voted for something you knew nothing about because you selfishly looked at your own paycheck, not studying it, and you voted. Ignorantly, you voted. And you screwed yourself and everybody else in our state in the process.
The more you make, the more taxes get taken out.
Yeah, right, what? Everything else has to go up in order for us to afford to pay you more money, right?
So think about this. So you bring that up.
Right, that's what I love about the fact that he can say, I'm not going to vote.
But I'm gonna take care of my own.
That's why I don't
vote. But this is something he... So to your point, when you're talking about the minimum wage, right? So this directly affected you and everybody that works at your place of employment. Of business, one of your jobs, right? I know a lot of people there, like you do. A lot of the people that work there voted for it because it sounded good.
Exactly.
But then what happened was they had to raise the prices on everything. Less people started coming in and the tips went down.
That's because they didn't educate themselves.
That's
what happens when you're a sheep.
Right.
And you hear, the first thing you think of is money. And it's like, okay, we want more money. Yeah, but you're a fucking ding dong because now you're going to get more money. But the places you go to are now you can't afford because for them to pay you that more money, they have to raise prices to pay you that money. Now, it's going to happen.
But you know who gets fucked? The consumer.
Yeah.
The consumer gets fucked. The worker gets fucked. Yeah. But at the end of the day, if people still come in and give and do what they need to and spend some money, you still make money. But at the end of the day, me as a consumer, where if I'm on a budget and all of a sudden I'm like, man, that place just raised their prices a dollar, dude, $18, $11 for mozzarella sticks, you're out of your fucking mind.
Yeah.
And it's not even like you're making them from scratch. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody in a commission or a tips job, commission job or a tips job, should be suffering severely. They should be. I know my husband and I, we used to be kick-ass tippers. We'd go in, you were good at what you did, we'd tip 22% easily, right off the top, no issues, or more. Now, we look at it and we're like, yeah, right, they're getting paid because we know damn well who voted for the minimum wage to go through the roof.
Nope. Yeah, it's at the end of the day, it's what they wanted. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. What you don't? Yeah. Me personally, I don't think you have a say. You don't have a say whether it's gonna go up or not. They're gonna do what the banks are gonna do what they want to do, and that's pretty much it.
Well, like so that said, one as a I business disagree. Owner, because
so that one you had control over. I not to cut you off because that was a state. That was a state legislation that was a proposition that. The voters have complete control over, right? That's not an electoral college or a pot. That is, your vote actually matters. So people need to understand, this is where a little this is where we can educate you.
You think your vote matters?
No, no, no. It does, because those are at the state level, so they have to pay attention to that, because people know who voted and who didn't, right? Because they pay more. You know that's where you see.
So, sorry,
those propositions are more important than this other shit.
In your opinion, Johnny, who do you think controls it? Is it you feel like somebody does, you just don't know who, and you don't care to find out?
Banks control. Money controls the world.
Okay. How? How
they control?
What is it? One bank? Is it a bunch of banks? Is it the bank's CEOs?
Money talks.
How are these banks controlling?
One, and not only okay. I wouldn't necessarily say just banks. I would say someone's running the show.
Okay.
But if you think, do you think the person really running the show really wants to be known? No.
So hold on.
Here's a quick saying.
Yeah.
Real gangsters don't holler and say, "I'm a gangster." Mm-hmm. They move in silence. Mm-hmm. They're smart enough to know. Do you think the person who's really running this country is going to be hooting, hollering, "I run the country, I'm the president," or they're going to move in silence?
Now, so.
Well, okay. Let me ask you something.
Yeah,
Nelson.
Go ahead.
Saul.
Yeah.
Saul.
Go ahead.
The president answers to somebody, doesn't he?
He answers to all of us.
To the people. He answers to us.
Yeah, that's what they want us to believe. The president answers to us.
Okay.
But like, going to what Johnny says, there's somebody behind the scenes.
The reason they don't like Trump is because he doesn't answer to somebody. Wait, that's the whole reason they're trying to get rid of him.
Don't make this about Trump.
No,
I'm not saying
I want to stand this conversation.
It could be Trump.
Any president.
Obama.
We're talking
Bush,
any president.
It doesn't matter.
They answered to somebody. They all did.
That's what I'm saying. At the end of the day, I don't care who's president.
So okay,
they answer to somebody.
Here's the thing. We're not going to convince each other. We believe what we believe. However, we can try to understand each other.
Exactly.
Okay, so... do you feel it's one person or it's an entity? Is it a group of people? Is it?
The
Illuminati.
No, what are we talking about? That's stupid shit. First of all, it's not fucking. We're not talking Jay-Z here and fucking Beyonce Illuminati bullshit.
It's real.
But I believe someone really whoever really controls America is not going to be
There's a group that everybody feels. It's called the Bilderberger Group. That they feel
fucking Build-A-Bear.
It's called Build-A-Bear. Yeah.
Is that the new In-N-Out?
Yeah. That's over there. No,
but White Castle.
It's called like Build-A-Bear or something
White
like that.
Castle.
But that's like a collection of the super, super like 0.001% that control majority of the money, right? Mm. And they feel that a lot of people for a long time feel, and the group got exposed, but I don't know for what. You know, you can never be really proven that. They have so much money that they can sway, you know, elections across the world. It's not, this is above the United States. Mm-hmm. This is like at a world level, right? Mm-hmm. If there's a dictator in a country, if they really want something overthrown, they have enough money to make that happen, mm-hmm. right? Or make it look a certain way. Okay. I mean, it's conspiracy theory.
If we just take that line of thought, okay, so there's a group, they're controlling everything that happens. What is their goal? What are they, power, money?
Yeah.
Domination,
world domination.
Power and money. Like, they want to be, like you said, in control.
First come the money.
In control of what?
Then come the power.
And let me tell you something. Since I'm not a part of it,
man. Yeah.
Since I'm not a part of it, and I'm not going to be a part of it, I give two shits about it. Now,
if they approached you, Johnny, and said, "Hey, we want you to be a part of the league that controls everything," would you join?
Absolutely.
Hell yeah, my man.
But
listen,
I'm fucking Joe Smolver. It ain't gonna happen.
Signing papers before they even finish that sentence.
They'd be like, "I'm in."
I'll leave everything behind. Fuck all you scum.
But what if they said that you got to fucking throw all your friends under the bus?
I'll be like, Johnny.
What if they said,
"You were my boy"?
What if they said, "You got to be sworn in by Bukkake"? You get sworn in by Bukkake.
I'll be like, "I'll change my last name to Bukkake."
Wait a minute. That was a very non-socialistic. That was a very capitalistic comment.
You snitching, homie?
Wait. That was a very capitalistic comment. I vote. Yeah, you're in. I vote.
Yeah, I'm in.
He just Tekashi 6ix9ine his homies.
I'm kidding.
He's like, fuck y'all.
There's one more just serious question I just want to ask. Because it gets a little serious here. So one more time. you mentioned what is it? Your law to conceal and have all types of firearms.
My right to carry firearms. Yes.
Second Do you think it's necessary for every person to have a fucking AK or AR?
Yeah. So the answer to that is it's not necessary.
Why should it be my right to have it? No, that's it.
You have no right to take it away from me.
Yeah. So why is it? How is that for the average Joe who has no military training?
I'll tell you why.
It's not about military. It doesn't matter. So real quick, that amendment wasn't about military, right? It was about making sure that I'm armed, that if the government is trying to be a tyranny or a tyrannous government, it's allowing the people to raise or stand up and take over the government and hold them accountable.
There's a great testimony from this family. This was back in the 80s, and that's to that point, Tim. So she was living in a state where they had just passed a law where you couldn't go in with a firearm into a public establishment, right? Mm-hmm. And when she was there with both of her parents, and both of her parents got killed by a crazy person with a gun, right? He just went in and started just
like a diner or something. Yeah, they were eating dinner.
And she says she goes to reach for her gun, and she realized that she had left it in her car because of this new fucking law, right? And so they call her in to testify about the need for people to bear firearms. And I know you said AK-47s.
That's what I wanted to make clear.
I will address that. But what she said is this. When she was testifying, she says, look, do I wish that I would have had a gun so that I could at least have that chance to defend my parents and maybe they could be alive today? Yes, I want that. But she says, I'm not here because of that today. She says, I'm here because the reason the Second Amendment, and she's testifying to Congress representatives, and she says the reason for the Second Amendment is not so that I can defend myself against the crazy person. The reason for the Second Amendment is so that I can defend myself against you all. And this is the truth, because if you think about it, if you have an unlimited government that has a military that has all these weapons, how is the individual citizen going to be able to hold that government in check if we say you cannot have an AK-47?
Okay. You see, I'll be honest. I've never heard that side of it.
Right.
So it does make a little sense there. Yeah. It does. Yeah. So that way you can overtake the government if they get carried away.
Let me finish. I love what you just said, because it spells it out that way in the Constitution.
So let me go a step further. Okay, so do you know how the American Revolution was won? It was not because we had a strong military. It was regular folks who were recruited who had weapons. That's how the revolution was able to win. Of course, they had certain tactics that they used to be able to win that were very different from the traditional British style of fighting. However, it was regular individuals who had weapons, who joined and had the capability to defend the country. And so the founders, when they saw this, they said, well, okay, you know what? This was very important for us to win. We need to keep this, because today, so let's carry out this idea that Trump is Hitler. Let's just say that he is. If Trump is Hitler, we should be able to have weapons so that we can defend ourselves from Hitler. There were Jews in concentration camps who were stripped of their weapons prior to Hitler taking control. And they said, this is for your own good, because we want, you know, who needs a gun? Why are you guys trying to kill each other? And that's how the government was able to take control, because the population was disarmed. And so it's not, I'm with you that some people shouldn't have guns, but that's the risk we take as a free society and a society that needs to remain eternally vigilant against corruption that can happen. Power corrupts, man, and the United States will never be invaded. Jeremy always gives this point. I'm gonna let you give it, but why, Jeremy? Why will the United States never be invaded?
Because we have more guns than anybody else.
The
worst part is we have more bullets.
America has over 50% of the world's guns, all here in the country. Go ahead. Right.
So think about all these countries that, I mean, what makes, I hate, no pun intended, what makes this country great, right, is the fact that by having that law and I can have my guns, I don't have to worry about somebody knocking on my door saying, give me that, right? And when people say, I want to give me that, they're trying to take away my right to protect myself against, like you said, right, against the government.
But they still can say, give me that.
No.
And they still will.
No. Johnny, wait a minute.
To get rid of the Second Amendment, right, you have to basically amend the Constitution to say, no, we're taking this out, and you can't have that. Or they have to add provisions. It's a big to-do to change that. By people being sheep and electing these Democrats that want to take it all from you, they're trying to take away your right so that they can overtake you.
So do you like your freedom of speech?
Mm-hmm.
You can say whatever say whatever we want, however we want.
You back that
we
up
want
with a fucking gun.
Hold on, wait a minute. Yeah, how do you defend your right to say whatever you want?
Okay,
I
get it.
Okay. Remember how I said earlier, I've lived all over the world.
Uh-huh.
Right? What is the problem with China?
They are controlled.
Controlled. Yeah.
They
don't
get
freedom of speech because they can't fight back. If they had the constitutional right to be armed, could they defend their freedom of speech and fight back?
They could.
So we
but
would
lose.
Never. Well, but no. Why?
You can fight
they
back
have,
here and you lose.
No.
You have a
if
sense of
had,
empowerment.
If they had the millions, look how many millions, billions of people live in China. If they had the weaponry that we had here, no way in hell.
Do you think we pay for that? Do you think there's a price to pay for having that right to bear arms? And by me saying pay for it, meaning by lives. Meaning by people with mass shootings, kids being killed, people going to just random movie theaters.
They do that. They do that in places where they do not have. They do that in places where there are gun laws in place, taking away the guns from the citizens. They should be arming themselves.
But even
fight back to that.
No, I get that. But why should you, as a person, go out with your kids to the movie theater and say, oh, let me go back inside. I forgot my gun.
Look at the highest rate of murder, death, and killings
in places
in the
guns.
World, and they are everywhere. Here in the U.S., the highest place
Chicago.
of killings is the places where people can't carry.
Chicago,
I
New
promise
York,
you,
LA.
If you, I promise you, if you change those laws, first of all, get the damn government out of it.
Well, so look, hold on. So Luigi, to address your point, because I get what you're saying, but see, that's a problem in modern times because people are ignorant about firearms. There was a time in the country where you would have kids who would go hunting after school with their fathers, and they would bring their guns to school and put their guns in the locker room.
They understood.
There was no there was a respect to the firearm, right? And today, there's a lot of other things that are contributing to this, an over-glorification of violence in music. And again, I don't advocate for censoring music. I'm not saying this, but we can't just say, oh, well, you know what? The gun is going to convince you to do bad things. I think there's other things that are contributing to that. And you see what I'm saying? And it's not just a gun in my pocket that's going to make me act violent.
Quick question.
Yeah.
What's up?
How many people do you think who carry AK-47s, who carry assault rifles, military grade weapons, how many of those people do you actually think know the actual Constitution, know the government, know politics, know everything?
Majority.
The majority of them do. Yeah. The majority of them do. He was taught at the age of 11 years old. I'm just saying, in general, gun owners, though, look, go and do your studying. Again, go do the studying on the people that are killing. Go do the studying that the people that are doing this, right? They are a very, very small piece of the population, but they get a lot of focus. Why? Because there's an agenda by the government to try and suppress our rights. And that's why you see and hear about it. Did you hear about the people in New Zealand or Australia that were being killed by knives? Should we ban knives? You can't have a kitchen knife anymore because those things are killing just, hold on, as much as, but you don't hear about that. Why? Because that's not the agenda. The agenda is to suppress our rights. That's what the agenda is. Let's get rid of the rights of us as Americans.
For every story that you hear about a mass shooting that happens, there's countless other stories that you don't hear about how lives were saved when somebody had a gun and was able to stop a crazy person.
I'm not talking just to bear arms. Yeah. I absolutely believe you absolutely should be able to bear arms. The type of grade of weapons, I don't think it's fair.
I can agree with that. I had Nelson bring up these two things here, right? So I know this isn't an AK-47. This is an AR-15, which is the other gun that everyone says is a murder weapon, right? And next to it is a hunting rifle, right? Do you think it's okay to have the hunting rifle versus the AR-15?
No, I don't think you should. I mean, that maybe a hunting rifle, yes. It's for sport, for game. I get it. You can't hunt with an AR.
Sure you can.
It's illegal.
So I'm going to tell you, no, it's not.
It's not.
I will tell you right now.
What the hell are you going to shoot with an AR? You're going to disintegrate the meat.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you about the meat.
You're going to fucking disintegrate the meat.
Let him tell you about the caliber.
That gun, both of those guns shoot the exact same bullet at the exact same speed.
At the exact same rate. Automatic.
Yes. It's not automatic.
AR-15s
are not automatic weapons. AK-47s are automatic, but you can't buy an AK-47. You haven't been able to buy an automatic weapon in this country since 1986.
And I'm not disputing the fact that you shouldn't have one, but I think not everyone
should have them.
Only because
you shouldn't have AR-15s.
You know, yes, because listen, you guys, we're from different worlds.
Right.
Different worlds. I'm in the projects. I was in the projects. You think they got an AR to go hunting?
No.
They got it to glorify, to fucking put on social media, to kill people, to... Right.
So you're talking about gangbangers.
My whole point is,
I just don't think everyone should be just, you can purchase one, no problem. I think you should be military grade, proper training, and then you can get one.
Right. Is that like making drugs illegal? Because you just gave me an example where they're not going to follow the rules and the laws anyways. So you want to take the guns away from those of us that are going to follow the rules and follow the laws, because those assholes you're talking about aren't going to do it. Mm-hmm. Don't you want to defend yourself legally? Because I'm registered. Every one of my weapons.
Right. No, you can defend yourself legally. But why carry that type of grade of?
To answer Luigi's question.
Right.
These guns, AR-15s, are used in less murders in this country than hammers. Mm-hmm. Hammers are more deadly in this country than AR-15s. Would you believe that listening to the news? If you listen to the news, you think that this country is rampant with people just on the street shooting people with AR-15s.
Absolutely.
That is a fucking lot.
Yeah.
But more people are killed in this country every year by hammers and knives than AR-15s. But they're the ones that every single fucking news release and politician are like, we need to ban these weapons. We need to ban these weapons. And they have you convinced that they need to ban those weapons. Why not ban hammers? Mm-hmm. Why not ban kitchen knives?
Yeah. How is it that it's so fucking hard to have a CDL, to have all types of driver license? Why can't the average Joe just drive a truck because he wants to drive a truck? But it's okay for you to have a gun just because you want a gun.
Well, because
it's okay for you to have a fucking rifle just because you want one.
Let him finish. Let him finish.
Shouldn't you be proper trained?
Yes, you should.
To carry some military grade weapons?
Johnny, I'll tell you.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. Okay. Which is great. Here's the difference is that driving a car is not in the Constitution. There is no law in the Constitution that protects your right to drive cars. Right. There isn't.
Hold on. The Second Amendment is exclusively there.
Right.
I understand the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. But I also agree that if you're going to own a gun, you should understand how to shoot a gun. Yes.
Respect the gun.
Right. Hold on. Let me finish. We took a CCW. No, because he likes cutting everybody up. With his points,
it's mansplaining.
Right,
so it is called the Salty Show. You know.
Yeah. So we took a CCW class. They explained the rules and everything about concealed weapons. Right, whether it's a knife, a gun, and everything else. Right. They were teaching you the respect of the gun. They didn't teach you how to shoot, right? Not everybody, like my dad knows how to shoot. He was military. He was also in the security business.
Whatever the fuck he was.
The fucking security business, right?
My
you
dad.
Know, you know, he was home security and all this shit.
He was.
Right. But
Mafia.
He never taught me. Oh. Shut up. He never actually taught me how to shoot a gun because even though he was around guns, knows how, he didn't want anything to do with guns
he didn't
in
have
the house.
In the house.
He didn't want, right. He had one in the house when he worked, but it was in a lockbox. Mm-hmm. And I used to actually, you know, put the bullets in for him, everyone, with him watching me, but after that, once he was done, there was no guns in the house. My dad was like, because he knows that it's a, because he also was a street dude, right? Because he's from the same area as you guys, you know, where you guys grew up. He did a lot of dirt in there and still does, but he does.
The bus, I just
No, he's done with that. But he's, because he was around drug dealers all the time. So he knows what the other side is, right? So he's like, fuck that shit, right? I don't condone it. I know this side, I know this side, right? I know how to shoot a gun, but there's no reason for me to need a gun. You live in a fucking nice neighborhood. You don't need to fucking ever shoot somebody. If you need to shoot somebody, you're hanging out with the wrong crew. That was his mindset, right?
Yes, and I agree with that mindset.
Mm-hmm. Well, going back to Johnny's thing, right? Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with you owning a weapon. Mm-hmm. Second Amendment, you got the right to bear arms, right? I want a gun too.
Mm-hmm. I want one too.
And I'm probably going to get one. Mm-hmm.
Good.
You understand?
Good. Do it.
And I'm probably going to get one.
Do it. I recommend you take it.
I'm in a state where I can have one.
Yeah.
Yes. Right?
It's dope.
It's dope, right?
Hold on. But you're in a country that guarantees you the right to have one.
Okay, but the state,
all right, so
the state makes it easy for you to have one.
Yes. Exactly. Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. I want one. Mm-hmm. But going back to Johnny's point, there should be, like he said, a class or a session of
a certification
of, yeah,
you should
of
have.
If you want an AR or AK, by all means, buy one. But go through the process of having the certification.
You understand what I'm saying?
There's rules and repercussions of using that weapon the wrong way.
So you know the process of buying a gun?
I go to Walmart.
Fucking buy it.
So hold on a minute.
Here my fucking driver's license.
No. So let me go ahead and educate you on the process. Because it's not just walking into a store and buying a gun.
I want the one that I could push sideways in.
Yeah.
Bang, bang, let me tell you something. That shit ain't easy, homie. Yeah.
I've done
that
it.
Ain't easy.
So you are under the belief you can walk into a store and buy a gun right now.
There's rules to it.
Wait a minute. Let me finish. Is that your belief right now?
Yeah. Okay. It is.
All right.
Yeah.
So you go into a store. Do you have your concealed weapons permit?
Yes, no, sir. I don't.
Okay, do you?
No, not yet, but Luigi. I want to. But no.
Do you?
Dude, it's a dope
he
place.
Doesn't.
Do you?
He just moved out here.
No? Okay.
He's fresh off the boat.
Okay,
she's going to educate.
Wait a minute, hold on. Are you ready?
She's gonna
Are you ready? Okay. Go to the store to buy a gun. Then get put on a waiting list. The FBI checks your social security number, your driver's license, your date of birth, your addresses as to where you just last lived.
Right.
After that process is done and they've cleared you, from a legal standpoint of being sound of mind medically. Oh, by the way, if you've ever put into your medical records that you were depressed, guess what?
You're not getting one.
You're not getting your gun. So the belief that you can just walk into a store and buy a gun and have one with no process,
bullshit.
Guess what? Not true. Oh, let me add one more thing that I
so
personally...
So how can you go to a pawn shop and just walk out with one?
It is the same concept. No, you cannot. You have to still go through the same process unless you have a concealed weapons permit. I have my concealed weapons permit. I go in, I give it to him. I've been through the FBI check.
If Jeremy sells me his gun today...
That's different. That's a private sale.
But it can happen today.
Luigi, let's try this shit. Let's go to Walmart. Let's try to buy something.
I'm going to Walmart because I'll see with my own eyes.
I want to see this. Cause I've seen. I swear I've seen. The other day I seen somebody at the register and he pulled some Walmart lady from out the lane and was like, "Hey,"
and he showed an ID.
He's like, she's like, she told him, "You have your ID. I have to check your ID and do some shit."
Yes.
And I walked away, but she was gonna. I felt like she was gonna
give
him the gun.
Go down and grab my purse, please.
And we're gonna shoot us?
I'm gonna show you my ID.
Stop don't it. Pull no shit out. No. I'll tell you, don't pull no, no shit out.
Nah.
I'm gonna show you my ID in that exact same setting.
Well, I'm not gonna run
I'm
it.
I'm under the belief until proven wrong that you can go to Walmart
and get a
just
gun.
Buy a gun.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get we're
so,
gonna try.
So there are
and a pawn look, shop. Look, I heard pawn shop too.
This is the genius. So there, this is the genius in the way the country was right. was created. Because you come from New York, they're very restrictive in
super strict.
Okay.
Super.
Now
5 years for a gun.
But that's the beauty of the country, right? Where the states are testing grounds for certain laws. What works? What doesn't? Now, something that is very common, like Tim mentioned earlier, every state that has gun problems has very strict gun laws.
Don't pull out on me.
So what's happening
is... Slowly.
I'm drinking alcohol. And when you drink alcohol, you better not be carrying because that's not legal.
Well, I don't know what you got in that purse over there. And I think you may have a... What is that?
My ID to buy a gun.
I thought that was a benefit
on the spot.
Card. I thought that was an EBT card.
Nope.
I thought she had an appointment with a doctor. Yeah.
She shows her apartment card
so
for
her. I will show my ID and I can buy a gun on the spot.
Okay. Let me hold that. Let me borrow it. No, I want to borrow it. No. I want to go to fucking Walmart and go get something.
Unless you've changed your name, good luck.
Yeah. I just feel like this shit out there, you make it hard for me to drive a fucking truck, but I can go to the store and buy a fucking AK.
Right.
Like, well, what sense does that make?
To Nelson's point, driving a vehicle is not guaranteed by the Constitution of the United States.
Right.
Owning a firearm is.
And that's not to say that it's wrong, but the thing is that it's...
They didn't think it through.
Well, there was no cars back then, homie. You know what I mean?
They were trying to defend the country, the freedoms that you have. Yeah. That was what they were thinking through.
At the time. Right. At the time.
But if I don't want to fight, I want to get in my car.
This has been a great episode,
guys.
This is actually, guys, so we're going to have to close it out.
Oh, why? I want to hear the Crazy Chronicles.
We're going to hit the Crazy Chronicles, but this we're already an hour and 40 minutes into it.
Damn.
So I just want to say, you know, shout out to the Buzzin' Podcast.
Yeah. Fuck.
For coming, stopping by. We reciprocate.
Buzzin', B-U-Z-Z-I-N.
Tell them how to find you, Johnny. You know, tell them everything about you.
Buzzin' Podcast on Instagram, B-U-Z-Z-I-N Podcast. Just simple, easy. Look it up.
All right.
How can they find you?
I'm gonna
besides
this...
Instagram, where can they download your stuff from?
Don't go fucking looking for me. How about that? I gave you Instagram. Be happy with that.
Because we know he ain't got a gun to protect himself.
I don't have a gun yet. I'm not giving you my number.
So when
you
guys
him on Twitter, Instagram,
who fucking guys is asking me all these questions?
Yeah, I know.
Who is this?
Hey, me two times. I asked you twice. Where can they find you, homie?
I have a pink gun. I'll come defend you.
She's the one I'm scared of.
It's really her vibrator.
I believe she has like fucking a grenade launcher.
So when you guys...
I actually want a grenade launcher. Sorry, Jeremy. What's up?
Go ahead, Jeremy.
So when you guys do get your guns, I'm going to take you guys out to the shooting range and we're going to have some fun. All right?
Yeah.
I like that.
He also owns
like
500,000 acres of land up north that we can go shooting
at. We actually have an AK.
I don't know if I want to go up there.
We're going to go up the freeway to Ben Avery.
I might not fucking make it back.
He doesn't like Puerto Ricans.
Yeah. Fucking hanging from a tree somewhere. No, it ain't happening, buddy.
Goonie fucking
all right, Heidi. We can go
to the gun range. What do you got for us today,
Heidi?
What do you got, Heidi?
Let's close it out real quick. Give me a state. Ready?
Oh,
Florida.
Guess the state.
Jesus. Firefighters rescue German Shepherd that chased cat up a tree.
Ooh. That's some white shit. So that's probably some Arizona.
Arizona, Timmy.
Wait. No, Connecticut.
Okay.
I'll say Florida because all these fucking retirees.
Wyoming,
Utah,
California.
God damn it! I was close.
a German Shepherd got stuck in a tree chasing a cat.
Yes, and they had to. Okay.
Fucking Vatos.
Hold on. Wait. Ready? Okay. Here we go.
She keeps her internet.
One more
no,
state.
It just dropped and came
one
out.
More state for you.
Guess the state.
Who took the bottle?
A child witnessed a man masturbating on a woman in a Walmart store toy aisle.
In the Bronx.
Oh, no. The boogie down.
Sounds like where I'm from.
Far Rock right there.
Say that again.
Far Rockaway, Queens.
Bronx, New York, Castle Hills.
Castle Piss, man. That's what we call that. My dad always takes a piss over there.
All right, you have to say that again.
A man masturbating on a woman in a Walmart toy aisle.
New Jersey.
Wow, masturbating on a woman.
On a woman.
Wow.
Huss
that
point.
Sounds like New Jersey.
Huss Point in the Bronx.
I'm going to say Ohio.
Las Vegas.
Kentucky.
Winter Haven, Florida.
God damn it. God damn it.
I was in that area.
It's not the fucking wackadoos in Florida.
That's what I say, bro. Yo, the craziest shit happens in fucking Florida.
Florida's a nut job fucking.
Okay.
Like, they got fucking white supremacist KKK motherfuckers. And then, like, dumb fucking Cubans. You know what I mean?
Okay, and my favorite meme for this week. You leave Nancy alone, she's Catholic. You misspelled alcoholic.
Yes, I saw that one.
I don't get that one.
Because she's drunk. I just showed you a video. She was fucking drunk.
Yeah, you know what she's fucking shaking.
The grandma fucking broad who's fucking.
Yo, don't get me wrong.
Lady Two Titty.
Yo, would you fuck her?
Fucking Lily Two Titty fucking broad over there.
Would you do it?
Nah, fuck that.
She'll fucking die after
I do. I do have one for you.
Give me
$100,000.
All right, look at this one right here.
Okay. Oh, in San Francisco?
Oh, taking a doodle.
He's taking a
at a Safeway in San Francisco.
San Francisco.
And a Chinese fucking cup.
Yeah, it's a dump, bro. He fucking took a shit in there. Right. Clean up on aisle 10.
Is this better or worse than licking the ice cream?
No. So he's trying to be polite by fucking shitting inside of a Chinese food to go box. But why are you trying to be polite when you're in the middle of the fucking aisle with your pants down?
In a supermarket.
In a supermarket.
Yeah. Hey, so by the way, this is Nancy Pelosi's district, by the way.
Exactly.
California?
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're going to close it out. Thank you all for joining us on this special episode of the Salty Show with the Buzzin' Podcast. Thank you guys once again. Catch us on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Give us a follow, hit that like button, and share some of the content. We will catch you all next time.
And make sure you slide into my DM.
Adios.
You're-